Hi, baby. I know. I look totally defeated. You don't need to say it. No, you didn't say it, but you thought about it, I'm sure. I'm kidding. Don't worry. You think I look sexy wearing my sweater my grandma gave me 6 years ago? You're hopeless at this point. But yeah, it's tough with my patients, as always. You know, I love what I do, but the kind of therapy I give people is very demanding. Having to relive people's bad memories with them to find the best way to help. Sometimes you just feel like shit afterwards. Also, I managed to leave early, and I thought I would finally be able to get home, forget everything, and have some time with you, but guess what? My boss wants me to go on one of those bullshit seminars where someone repeats stuff everyone already knows 1,000 times over. What was it called again? Discussions on the ethical implications of using psychic magic to treat patients with substance abuse. You know, something's gonna be fun when you can't even say the name without looking it up on your phone. And I've never heard of any people in this panel. Ugh. I'm really sorry, baby. I promised I wouldn't let work ruin our plans this time, and I ended up doing it again. I only have 5 minutes left before I have to start getting changed and leave. Yeah, you're right. It's not my fault that my boss can't distinguish between personal stuff and a cash grab, or that he thinks therapists are robots with no emotions and personal lives, but I still feel bad about it. No matter what happens, you always manage to find time for me. And I'm the one who can do magic here. Oh, wait. Oh my god. How have I not thought of this before? I left early, so I still have some extra mana left. This means I can give you one of those special gifts that only normally happen on weekends. Yes, baby, one of those gifts. Would you like that? Oh, who would have guessed? Let me just go to the bathroom, grab a mirror, and I'm ready, baby. You know how this works. Look into it. Try to relax and let your lovely wife do the rest of the work. Good. Now think about a place where you really want us to be. Empty your mind and focus on that single place only. One. Two. Three. A beach? I guess you haven't forgotten that vacation we were supposed to go on last year. I love it, baby. The white, soft sand, the sound of waves crashing. It's hard to think of a better place to relax. I should probably be wearing clothes more fitting to the situation, though. No, that's better. Having a reality you can change at will definitely has its advantages. I've started to wonder here, honey. Did you really choose this place because of how relaxing it is, or did you just want to see your wife in a small bikini? A bit of both, huh? I've always loved your honesty. And sorry for the lack of modesty, but it makes my ass look great, doesn't it? It really doesn't leave a whole lot to the imagination. I thought you'd agree by the way you can't stop looking at it. You can look as much as you want, baby. It is yours. But the sea breeze is so cold. What if Instead of only looking, you gave me a warm hug to help. Yes. Just like that. Hold me tight. Press me against you. I've really missed feeling close to you like this, honey. Though it's hard to really feel that nice skin-on-skin contact with all of your clothes on, you know. Good thing I can just think about your shirt being gone and... Goodbye, shirt. I'll never, ever get tired of kissing you. Hey, where are those hands going? No, not yet, baby. Time passes very slowly in this place, remember? It won't last for days like the full-powered version, but we still have a few hours to be here. We can take things slow. Oh, you look so disappointed. Okay. It's hard to resist when you make this abandoned puppy face. What about a compromise, then? I really need to get a tan, and you really want to touch me with those wandering hands, so... Why don't you give me a massage and help rub this tanning oil on me? I can't reach everywhere on my own. Good. I'll just lie on my stomach on this beach towel, and... You can start wherever you want, baby. Yes. I forgot how good you are at this. And well, with all that build-up stress from work, a back massage is just... Oh, it's perfect. Just like that, baby. Don't forget the other places, though. I can't end up with an uneven tan, can I? Yeah, you can start with my neck. Then go to my shoulders. My back. And my waist. My hips. I wonder what's coming next. What? Can't a woman rub her tail on her husband's face anymore? I just like how you get all ticklish. It's cute. Hey, you can't just rub my tail like... Oh, that. Alright. I'll make an exception this time, but only because it's you. And because you know the right way to pet it. My lower half needs to get tanned too. Don't forget that. Especially my ass. You gotta make sure it gets all the attention it needs. Yeah. Leave me all wet and glistening, baby. I'm talking about the oil, of course. I'm not sure if you need to squeeze my ass like that, but you don't need to stop. No, honey. You're going to make my other tails pop out if you keep doing that. You remember what happened the last time you got into 9, right? You want that, huh? I just hope you don't regret saying this, and... Oh, God, the second one's out already. No, I am not horny. I'm just very relaxed. You're the one who has a dirty mind. Fuck. And talking about dirty, rubbing my inner thighs is a very dirty move. Oh, baby, you are getting very dangerously close to a certain place. You really do have some wandering hands, don't you? Shit. There goes the third. I have to turn around before I lose control completely. Yeah, baby. I can't get a tan on my backside only. Come on. Spread some oil on my tummy and... Fuck, my body's so sensitive. Even this is making me shiver. Baby, kiss me again. For real, this time. Your lips taste so good. Even your skin tastes good. And your scent is just... I think I'm starting to go a little crazy. Oh, look. My top just flew away. What a coincidence. Because there's still one place left to... massage. Wow. You're so eager. I guess all that teasing has been working very well. Yes. Squeeze my tits. Squeeze them harder. They're yours, baby. I think the fourth child might just... Oh. Yes. Show me everything you've got, baby. Don't hold back. Just like that. Fuck. I'm squirming. It's not even fair to play this game with you, honey. You know all of my weak spots. Pinching my nipples. Kissing my neck. That's really, really unfair. Wait. Where did the rest of your clothes go? Oh, God, I think my subconscious is working at this point. I couldn't stop thinking about this perfect body of yours and... Oh, your cock. All hard and throbbing for me. Fuck it. I can't take this. Baby, get up. No questions. Get up. Now. Oh. See how I'm licking and biting my lips? I'll get on my knees, and you're going to be nice and give me this cock. Right? Right? I think you should do it before I end up bouncing you. Yeah. I think I'm at 5 tails already. I don't know. Who cares? I just want your cock. Thank you. Fuck. You taste so, so fucking good. I love giving you some licks, baby, but that, I just want it deep inside of my mouth. I can feel it throbbing already. And the brie gum. Oh god, it tastes even better than the rest. Come on, baby, don't be shy. Hold my hair and make me go deeper. Give it all to me. Use my mouth to feel good. I'm your slut now. That's what I am. Your personal little fox slut. Fuck. I think I let two of them out at once, so that's six? No, seven? I can barely count at this point. Oh, or think about anything other than this hard, thick cock. Do you want to come? Please, hold back. Just a little longer. I don't want to stop. Oh. Oh, you're twitching already. Damn it. I have to stop. But it's so hard. Come on. Stop. Stop. Focus. Baby, I'll get up. Look at me. Please. I can feel my eyes changing, my pupils narrowing into slits. You know what that means, fuck. I can't wait anymore. I told you the last time it got like this. It's like there's an ache in my whole body and I can't stop it. I can't fucking stop it. But you can. And you know exactly how. I tried to picture a cute beach bungalow, but I can't. I can't concentrate enough for that. I can barely concentrate at all. That tiny wooden hut is the best I could do, but baby, please. I want you to. No. I need you to carry me inside. Press me against the first wall you see and fuck my brains out. Yes, baby. Yes, baby, come on, pick me up. Yes. Right here. And since my claws are out now, I can just shred this stupid bottom. Oh, can you feel it? I'm dripping wet. Like, literally dripping. Baby, fuck. I can barely speak now, so I'll just say one thing. Oh, crush me. Please. Yes, fuck. Finally. The aching won't stop. Baby. It won't stop until I'm taken. Fuck hard. Oh, please. Please make me fuck. Fuck. Bend me against this wall and pound me, please. Pound me like I'm your good little son. Oh my god. Yes, you made me know, and I belong to you. Show me how much I do. Fuck my little fox cunt harder, harder, harder. Oh God, God, you're going so deep. But we could still go deeper. I'll wrap my tails around you so you don't need to hold me in place. Please, please just focus all of your strength on one thing. On the one thing that matters. Please. 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 I can't even help. Pull you in harder. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to hurt you. But my gosh, this feels so good. Sinking into your back. Holding you closer. Oh, fuck, I'm losing control. I just can't stop. I can't stop. Yes. Oh, yes, by my ears, baby. Baby, you know I love it when you fuck. Yes, yes. Oh, baby, bite my little fox ears. Leave your scent all over me, baby. Baby. Baby, it's gonna come out anytime now. I can feel it. It's like my body is on fire. Fuck. Baby. Baby, before I completely lose my mind, can I say something? Thank you for always being the best husband in the world. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God. Oh, God, fuck. God, when that last tail comes out, I'm going to act. I'm not gonna be your wife. Fuck. I'm gonna be a desperate animal. So please, please, will you treat me like one? God, please. Oh, pound my little pussy until the aching stops. Please, please, please. Fuck, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming out. That was so amazing, baby. Oh, don't stop holding me, okay? I don't think I can stand up on my own right now. Am I back to normal? Only one day. Thank you for telling me. My own body feels like I'm floating, so I don't even know. Can you weigh me on the hammock? Yeah. You can lie there first and put me on your chest. That's even better. So, did you regret it? I'm glad. I definitely did it. It's okay, baby. We still have a couple of hours to rest. It won't really help our real bodies much, but a rested mind is important. Especially to endure what I'll be doing for the next 4 hours or so. You're right. Let's not think about that. Let's just think about... nothing. Only enjoy each other's company and listen to the sounds of the sea. I know our time together. Like, this isn't exactly traditional for a husband and wife, but sometimes you just have to go with the flow. I really adore you, baby. Thanks for being so amazing.